Thanks for coming by today. Obviously, I'm very disappointed about this past season. I'm sick about it, as a matter of fact. Certainly not what I expected, what any of us expected. 6-10 is an embarrassment. That being said, I do think there's some reason for optimism going forward. I mean, we had some young players really develop who we're excited about. I think we've had two pretty strong drafts in a row that we feel good about. But we were still 6-10, so obviously we have a lot of work to do. Steve Tisch and I still feel very strongly about Tom Coughlin as our head coach. That's why, as many of you already reported, that we've asked him back for next season. We still believe in him. I believe that the players still feel very strongly about him. And the one thing that struck me during the season, even as bad as things got during that seven-game losing streak, they still played hard for him. There was no lack of effort there. They were still very attentive during practice and on the sidelines, and their effort never waned, even though the results were not what we had hoped for. I think that one of the things that really hurt us this year, in addition to the injuries, which I'll get to in a second, I mean, we obviously had a couple of draft classes there that were have been largely unproductive for us. And when you combine that with the number of injuries that we had, particularly with certain key positions, that's a deadly combination in the National Football League. I'm very frustrated about the number of injuries that we've had. It's been 2 years in a row now that we've led the league in putting players on IR and in a number of games lost by starters. And, you know, we spent so much time last offseason addressing that and talking about how we're going to fix that going forward. And we made adjustments to what is being done in the weight room. We have this GPS tracking system and you know, for some reason, here we are again, leading the league in that category. We cut down on the number of soft tissue injuries, and then all of a sudden we get all these broken bones and torn tendons and torn biceps, and I just don't have an answer for that right now. And obviously we'll spend a lot of time this offseason talking about that and looking at ways that we can improve upon that. I still believe very strongly in Jerry Reese and in our organization. We have a lot of quality people working here. We've had two very strong drafts in a row. We need to have another one. And I think with that and with another year under this new offense, I think we have a chance to be a good team next year. Obviously, that's a tough sell right now when you go 7-9 and then 6-10. But I still have a very strong belief in this staff and in this organization. And I think we're going to be a good team next year. But, you know, we need another strong draft. We need to make certain improvements on both sides of the ball, which we'll address this offseason, and then we'll move forward. It's been a very difficult year for our fans. It's been even a more difficult year for me because I don't stomach this very well, as some of you may have noticed. And it's going to be a long offseason. But I do think that there is reason for optimism. And I think we'll be a much better team next season. But we're going to have to prove that because just talking about it is not very convincing right now, not when you're coming off of 6-10. But as I've said before, we still believe in this coach, in this staff, and in our organization. And we're ready to move into this offseason and put the type of team back on the field that our fans deserve. So if you don't have any questions, I'll just... That's a discussion that we're going to have going forward, but that will be Tom's decision.
Last year when you came in here, you talked about fixing the offense. Is the defense, in your mind, something that just has to get straightened out?
I mean, in my opinion, yes. I mean, that'll be a discussion that we'll have, but our defense did not play well this year. I mean, there's no secret about that. When you finish 28th or 29th, whatever we finished, and, you know, they had opportunities in a lot of games this year to make a key stop at the end of the game, and they didn't do it. So there's no question that that has to be a focus going into next season. I mean, you look at the number of players that we got hurt there. We got, what, three or four corners hurt, and we were playing in a lot of those games with guys that we had signed off the street, which is not the ideal situation. But, you know, again, that's no excuse for going 6-10. And believe me, I'm not under any illusions about where we are right now. I'm aware of what teams we beat over the last 2 years and what teams we lost to. And, we have a lot of work to do.
John, you've in the past been reluctant or never, I guess, to let a coach go into a lame duck season. What will you do with Tom?
You know, I have to talk about that with him. I'm not so sure that that'll be the situation anymore, but I need to talk to him about that first, and we haven't had that discussion yet. But, he's going to be back for 2015.
John, the decision to bring Tom back, how much of that was based on the fact that a man who's won 2 Super Bowls deserves a benefit of the doubt that maybe other coaches don't earn?
There's no question, Ian, that that was a big part of the decision. But more importantly than that is I still believe we can win with him. I mean, if I didn't believe that, then it wouldn't have mattered how many Super Bowls he had won in the past. It would be senseless to go forward with him. But when I look at how hard the players played for him, and how attentive they still are, and I look at his energy level and how much he still wants to win and how driven he is, that's what convinced Steve and myself to move forward with him. And look, we have some talent deficiencies at certain positions. There's no question about that, and that needs to be addressed. And we will address that going forward.
John, what was your evaluation of Ben McAdoo this season?
I thought he did a nice job for us. I mean, we had kind of a slow start where we didn't move the ball very well. I thought towards the end of the season our offense started to come alive, and I'm excited about that going forward. But, we still have some work to do there too. But no question that they made improvements this season, and the quarterback certainly played better, especially towards the second half of the season.
John, at the end of the Jacksonville game, that was, I don't know if you considered that a low point or whatever, if there was one for you, but could you kind of just walk us through your thinking in terms of Tom and if it reached a point where maybe it was a lot closer to him not being back?
Well, be honest with you, when I'm sitting on the bus after the Jacksonville game, I wanted to fire everybody. You know, from the people in the equipment room right up through upstairs, because that was a low point for me. We had that 3-game streak there, San Francisco. The Dallas loss was a gut-wrenching one for me, and Jacksonville was an embarrassment. But that's why I learned a long time ago that you don't make those judgments during the season. You try not to make, stupid comments during the season or give votes of confidence or anything like that. I was just happy that none of you approached me in the locker room after that game, because I may have said something that I would have regretted for a long time after that. But that was a low point for me. But again, I learned a long time ago that you have to wait till the end of the season and look at the whole picture in a more rational frame of mind before you make decisions, and that's what we try to do.
John, you talking about Ben before, the progress you made, how much did that play into the decision to keep Tom as well? Because the fact that you maybe didn't want to mess up what seemed to be growing with Eli and the
I mean, that's a factor, but I can't say that was the main factor. I mean, I still believe in Tom, and I still believe in him as our leader going forward, and that was the most – and Steve, I know, feels the same way, and that was the most important factor.
What were you looking for after the Jacksonville game? Obviously, you were
I wanted to see us win. Number one, I'm sitting on the bus after the Jacksonville game wondering whether we're ever going to win another game again, and I wanted to see how the players would respond to that. Because that certainly was a low point, for this franchise for many, many years. And they responded pretty well to it. And they still had a lot of fight left in them, as did Tom. And, I was pleased with how they responded to it. Again, I'm aware of who we played. But I saw the intensity in practice and the intensity on the field and the fact that they stayed together. That was a big thing for me, too. You didn't see throughout this season, as bad as it got at certain points, you didn't see anonymous quotes coming out of the locker room complaining about the coaching staff. They stayed together pretty well all season, and they did that last year, too, and I think a lot of that comes from the head coach.
Can you clear up something that maybe got misreported or misinterpreted? When Ben McAdoo came here, did you have any discussion with him about him being a coach in waiting? Or
absolutely not. I laugh when some of you write some of that stuff. A year ago, I didn't know Ben McAdoo from Bob McAdoo, okay? And some of you have written that we brought him in here and have anointed him as the next head coach. The first time I met him was after Tom had hired him, and I went down and introduced myself and welcomed him here. And, you know, Tom interviewed a number of candidates last year for the offensive coordinator position, but the final decision was always going to be his. You know, I think he made a good choice.
John, aside from the obvious emergence of Odell Beckham, what are the reasons for optimism that you...
Well, it's not just Odell. I mean, this last draft class, I thought was pretty productive this season. I think Richburg is going to be a good player. I mean, Andre Williams, showed some great promise. I mean, Devin Kennard. I mean, I think Bromley's going to be a good player for us. I'm probably leaving guys out. But in the 13 class, I think, is going to be a very productive class for us, too. So we've got some good, solid younger players to build on right now. And if we can have another strong draft and just get back half of the UFAs that got hurt this year and have them, you know, make it through a season, I think we have something to build on. But, if we get all of them back, then we really have something to build on. But this is the NFL. People are going to get hurt. But why it happens to us in such extraordinary numbers, I don't know. I'm just hoping that, you know, we're due to have a change in luck in that area, and hopefully it'll happen next year.
John, as someone who not only owns a team but obviously cares the way a fan cares, what did it mean to you to watch what Beckham became over the course of the season?
I mean, it was exciting for me, certainly. And the energy and passion that he brought to our team was pretty startling. It really was. And, you know, it was very frustrating for a while. He missed all the training camp, and then, you know, he's missing the first four games of the season. We haven't even seen him on the field. I have no idea what we have. And then all of a sudden he starts making plays, and it was pretty exciting. And for me, you'd have to go back to 1981. Before we were that excited about a rookie coming in and what he could possibly mean to this franchise. And I hesitate to say that because I don't want to put that much pressure on him, but he certainly has brought a lot to this organization.
John, you mentioned talent deficiencies in the couple of unproductive draft classes. Were the last couple of years, what you see from the draft classes, was that kind of what sold you on Jerry's plan to build for the future, or is there something more?
I mean, Jerry's been here a long time, and I've watched him run our draft for many, many years, so I always had that belief in him. But certainly there were a couple of drafts in there, that 2011, 2012, where we didn't quite get the production that we wanted out of it. So we needed to do well in 13 and 14. I think we did. We need to do it again, obviously, because, when you're 6 and 10, you obviously have a lot of holes to fill.
How much do you look at the offseason, you guys spent a lot of money in the offseason when the Browns didn't usually did. In retrospect, how do you view that, and how do you view the success of that? Is it something that you have to avoid?
It's hard for me to give you a rational answer on that because they all got hurt. Those guys are some good players right there, but they all ended up getting hurt. I mean, even Rashad Jennings, who I think is a very good back, he was hurt for a good part of the year. So it's hard to make it pass a final judgment on that just yet. As I said, if we just get half of them back healthy next year, I think we'll be a much better team.
John, where do you?
Last year you said the offense was broken.
I know, and I've come to regret that because that's all you ever write. So I'm trying not to come up with any headline-grabbing witty remarks this
time. Too late.
Okay.
Could you describe the state of the defense?
We need to improve the defense. They did not play well. I mean, when you're ranked where we were ranked and where you gave up the number of game-winning drives that they gave up, we obviously have a lot of improvement to make there.
It's up to Tom to make any coaching changes. Will you discuss?
We will discuss that with him. I mean, I'll give him my opinion. But it has always been the case in this organization that the head coach makes the final call on assistant coaches and whether he needs to make any changes or not. Contrary to popular belief, and I'm glad you brought that up and stuff, Tom was not forced to part ways with Kevin Gilbride last year. That was a discussion that Tom and Kevin had. The first discussion that Jerry and I had with Tom after the season, we walked into Jerry's office. Tom came in and said to us that Kevin's going to be retiring before we said anything to him. So this notion that we forced him to fire Kevin Gilbride is absolutely not true.
Do you have any preference in terms of what you'd want to see?
I'll express that to Tom first. Again, he'll make the final call. But you don't tell a head coach that's been around as long as he has and who's had the success that he's had and who has the respect around the league that he has that he has to make certain position changes. He knows better than we do.
What kind of confidence do you still have in your franchise quarterback? And are you thinking about him at least for the next 5 years when you're looking ahead at this?
We certainly would. You know, he certainly had a much better year this year. I think he can still get better with another year under this new offense, and we need to give him a little more help, particularly on the offensive line, I believe. But I still think we can win a championship with Eli. I mean, he played it. There were some games where he maybe didn't play as well, but by and large, his body of work over the course of the season I thought was pretty good, and it gives us some reason for optimism next year.
How much do you think about the head coaching position long term, and is it hard to balance that against, you know, the year to year?
I mean, I think about that all the time. I'm certainly aware of, you know, who's out there. But, you know, right now I think Tom gives us the best chance to win going forward. And, you know, how long that's going to last for, I don't know. He's going to be our coach next year.
John, can I follow up on what Paul was asking earlier about the contract situation? Tom, and I just didn't really understand, which is wrong. You might change your usual thing and let him coach under 1 year?
That rule, you know, that's been our policy in the past, but that's not set in stone anywhere, and I'll talk to him about that.
Has he expressed to you how much longer he does want to coach, or is he in his own mind just taking year to year?
He has not expressed to me a certain time period. I just know that he wants to coach next year. Knowing him as I do, I would have to assume that he probably wants to coach longer than that, too. But again, we haven't had that. We really haven't had that discussion yet.
If Tom decides, you know, a decision is on him with the staff. If he decides to keep the staff intact the way it is, how do you, as an owner, justify that? I mean, you went 6-10 and had to have a strong finish season to get to that point. That you're obviously it's 3 straight years when you're going in the wrong direction. That, how do you justify that, not to make any changes at all after the season that you've just been in?
Well, I don't know that I need to justify that to anybody. Tom is a Super Bowl winning, you know, potential Hall of Fame head coach. It shouldn't be up to me to tell him that he needs to change position coaches or coordinators. That I think he's more qualified to make that judgment than I am. He knows that his legacy is kind of on the line here now. He doesn't want to have 3 losing seasons in a row. If he thinks he needs to make a change and he thinks there's somebody better out there, you know, he'll go do it.
I'm talking more as a whole, though. Like, you had the losing season and you didn't make any changes.
Well, I mean, you know, we're not. You're assuming that we're not going to make any changes, and I don't know whether we are or not. If we don't, you know, we'll go forward with the staff that we have and just try to provide them with some better players.
John, when you look at the defensive shortcomings, do you have a sense how much of it was personnel, injuries, or coaching?
That's hard to say. It really is hard to say. I mean, you know, we lost some of our best defensive players during the course of the year. There's no question about that. And, you know, some guys maybe are getting a little bit older that need to be replaced. We certainly need to put some better players out there. I'm not going to say that our schemes were unsound or anything. I mean, it looked to me like we were prepared to play every week. And I think if you ask the players that, they felt like they were prepared to play every week, but the results weren't there. For a number of different reasons, and we're going to have that discussion going forward.
In a situation like this, do you individually sit down with Perry?
No, I would sit with Tom and with Jerry Reese.
Do you have a sense of how you want to proceed with Jason Pierre-Paul as far as his contract?
We'd certainly like him back, but it'd have to be at the right price, something that makes sense for us. I mean, he certainly had a great finish to the season and, you know, showed the type of player that he can be and that we believe he'll be going forward. But I would be very surprised if he's not a Giant next year.
Tom, what about Antrell Roll, John?
We'd like to have him back, but again, at the right price. I mean, I could say that about anybody. You know, you'd like them all back at the right price, and what that is, you know, depends on the circumstances.
John, you've talked about the fan base, but what about the boss? What does your mom say about
it? She's not very happy with me right now, believe me. And, I mean, she suffers through this probably even more so than I do, so... I'm on notice as well.
After the Jacksonville game, did she want you fired?
Not just after the Jacksonville game.
Anything else?
Was just JPP, is that something you would consider using the franchise?
That's certainly one of our options, and, you know, we really haven't fully discussed that yet. I have no idea what his agent is going to be. Actually, I do have a pretty good idea what his agent is going to be asking for. And whether we want to do that or franchise him is something that we'll have to fully discuss.
John,
do you think it's with Eli's contract, John? Like, can you rework?
Well, he's got another year left, and you know, I assume we'll have a discussion with his agent at some point. Again, it would have to be at the right price for us. But we'd like him to retire as a Giant. I mean, that's where he should. We still think we can win championships with him, and he's still playing at a high level. So, of course, we'd like to keep him.
John, I know you don't like to deal in negative hypotheticals, but would you describe next year as a win or else proposition for a lot of people in this franchise?
I don't think that's an unfair statement.